Stock, this is Rick trading on Brenda Middau. MIDDAUGH. M as in Mary. MIDD. D as in David. MIDDAUGH. Middau. Brenda. BRENDA. D as in boy. Date of exam is 7/21/23. And date of birth is 10/8/59. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, DO. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 63-year-old female who has a prior history of pneumonia on two occasions, as well as COVID-19 infection more than a year ago, was sent for a chest CT on 6/7/23. The patient's CT chest showed a biapical pleural parenchymal scarring and scattered peribronchial nodularity, mostly in the lingula and right midlobe, associated with scarring. The largest nodule was measuring 7 millimeter in the right midlobe. Period. There were also scattered granulomas noted, period. The patient has an occasional cough, but does not bring up any sputum. Denies fevers, night sweats, chills, but has lost some weight voluntarily. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for COVID-19 infection, as well as pneumonia. She has had breast augmentation surgery times 2 in 1983 with implants. And breast augmentation with mastopexy in September 21. Period. She also had blepharoplasty and abdominal liposuction, facelift in January 22, and benign right breast cyst excised in 89. The patient had a cholecystectomy in May of 23. She also has mild diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient had a history of smoking for 13 years, a pack per day, and then quit. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Allergies. None listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had COPD. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph. Med list included Zempic 0.5 milligrams weekly, sub-Q. Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Xanax 0.5 milligrams HS, and several supplements. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has shortness of breath, denies cough, says nausea and heartburn, no abdominal pain, so diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no urinary pains, and denies hay fever or asthma. And she has easy bruising, and no joint pains or muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. No skin rash. Next. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert. And no acute distress. There was no pyloric or sinus clubbing or leg edema. Blood pressure 130/70. Pulse 92. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.5, weight is 152, saturation 97. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and lung fields are clear. Heart sense are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. There's a bronchiectasis with mild pulmonary fibrosis. Number 2 is rule out atypical mycobacterial infection. Number 3 is reactive airways disease. Number 4 is mild diabetes, and next paragraph, and number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a coag profile. And advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. So it's advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules to rule out atypical mycobacterial disease. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Erica O'Donnell, M.D. Erica O'Donnell, M.D. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.